Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and we have another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Today we have Eric Delgado and Joseph Audet from REOP, REOP.com. REOP, an Uber approach to home buying. Learn how to make 1.5% back on the purchase of your next home working with a full-service brokerage that walks you through the process from A to Z. Eric, Joseph, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Hi, Tom. Hey, Tom.
So, guys, let's get right into it. What is REOP?
So REOP is a concept that Joseph and I developed a couple years ago. I'm a real estate agent here in Los Angeles, been doing so for over 10 years. And we came down with this concept after Joseph buying multiple properties and myself buying multiple properties. We identified that nowadays consumers do a lot of the legwork when it comes to home buying, and especially in an area like ours. And so what they end up doing is they end up wanting to do the legwork, find properties themselves, and then picking up the phone and calling a local professional to do the representation of A, writing up a contract, B, negotiating any repairs, if any, and then just C, time management for 30 days. However, that portion of the business for real estate agents has not been changed in terms of compensation. It's still the exact same amount that it used to be 10 years when it was a lot more of a tedious process. So, and we also found that there's just a lot of the agents that can survive in our industry with only doing a handful of deals and are negligent. They really don't have the experience that the consumer deserves. And so they've really given real estate agents, you know, a bad name. So our goal is to really just take away the business from some of these people that do onesie, twosie deals here a year, put in the hands of top professionals, and connect these buyers with those agents and make sure that it's a win-win all around.
Disruptive business. Very, very interesting.
Very cool.
I see on your site here you basically say changing the way people buy and sell homes and putting excessive broker fees back into your pocket. The world
and
will
Tom,
be...
if I could...
Sure.
So I was going to say, if I could expand maybe just on the numbers so our listeners kind of get a better understanding. You know, I'm the numbers guy, so you know, I always think it's important for people to understand how purchasing a home works. So let's say you were purchasing a home with a value of $100,000, a typical transaction fee here in Los Angeles would be 5% of that $100,000, so about $5,000. Half of that $5,000 would go to the selling agent, so let's say the Eric Delgado that helped list the home, $2,500, and the other $2,500 would go to the buyer's agent. We're not really looking at trying to disrupt the $2,500 that goes to the listing agent, as we believe this is definitely, you know, a complex job. It takes a lot of effort. It's not very simple. However, the $2,500 that's going towards the buyer's agent, as Eric just stated, not as much effort really goes into that process. And that's what we want to effectively lower that $2,500, make it so that not the full amount is going to the person helping in this process, since they're not doing that much work, rebate about 60% of that back to the buyer, which effectively makes the home buying process more affordable for them, right? It's less money out of pocket that they have to put at the end of the day to acquire that $100,000 home.
Got it. So I was going to ask, you know, what would separate you from your competition, but now I'm thinking, like, well, do you even have a competition? Is there anybody out there that you could even consider a competitor right now?
You know, I'll take this one. There really only is one company out there that at a large scale is doing a rebate process, and they're not our competition, and we'll share with you why. That company is actually Redfin, and so what they do is they've actually taken their concept and become a broker everywhere, and so they actually hire real estate licensed people on a salary. A small salary, something in the vicinity of about $38,000 or such, and then they give them bonuses because they're very big with marketing, so they get a lot of leads that come in, and then they forward the leads to their employees, licensed agents, and then when the licensed agent closes the deal, they get a bonus. The problem with that concept is that they're giving these leads to agents who, A, failed in the business as independent agents themselves and had to go reach out to get a job with this company, or B, brand new licensees. Regardless, they're working with an agent that doesn't have the skills and experience that the consumer deserves. We're not a broker. What we do is we connect through the application the buyers, only buyers, with vetted agents that have experience for years and years, 25, 30 to 50 transactions minimum a year, who already have a profitable business and have systems in place to take on a transaction as additional income for the 1%. And the reason why our agents, our top professionals, take on this business is because top professionals already have systems in place. They already have staff. They know how to maximize their time with the transaction, and all they really do is focus on the negotiations part of it, the paper pushing, all the other items that get drown an agent with time, get addressed by their staff. So that's how our top professionals, that's why they take on the business, because they work with these buyers who have already identified the home that they want. It's just a matter of writing up the contract and negotiating it. So that right there, Redfin would be something near to what would compete with us. But what we do is we're just connecting these people. Like a Zillow. Zillow connects people with agents, but Zillow just connects the consumer with an agent who's just going to do the transaction, not rebate them anything, and then Zillow is basically going to connect that buyer or consumer with the agent that pays them the most amount of money, whether it's their first day in the business or the 10th year in the business, and it's not the most qualified person to be working with.
Yeah. Our model, essentially, we've already identified the person that's correct for you in the area. There's no need to search, right? We're just going to use an individual that's very good at essentially doing three things: negotiating the purchase contract, coordinating the repairs, and performing contract management for 30 days.
Wow. You know, I've been in business for about 30 years, 35 years, I don't even know how many years now, and it's all been technology-based, the internet, mobility, you know, cell phones, et cetera. I watched how cell phones, you know, car phones changed the realtor world and, you know, real estate professionals, et cetera. And then websites and, you know, all kinds of, now we have social media, et cetera. This certainly sounds like a disruptive business and a disruptive technology. Where do you see it going? I mean, is this the future of sales? Is this the future of the industry? Is this for outliers only? I mean, what are your thoughts?
So we definitely do feel that our industry on real estate, when it comes to at least the buying process, is due for a disruption. Because, again, you know, before, a long time ago, when a buyer's agent would work with the buyer, they'd have to, first of all, meet the buyer for a consultation, identify their needs, coordinate an appointment for them to meet a bank, get qualified, show them a ton of homes because there's a lot of inventory, anywhere between 15 to 25 homes. And so that process was lengthier. It took a lot more time, and it no longer is that way. Nowadays, the consumer has all the data that we have at their fingertips, and so they like to do the legwork themselves. We definitely feel that the buyer process on the commission-wise will be changed regardless, sooner rather than later. What we're trying to do is we're trying to expedite it and put the money back into the consumer's pocket. And so, Joe, you know, the reason why we really gravitated towards the idea is because in his business, in his market, that business industry has been disrupted for a while in this manner. So we believe that in the very near future, the buying process will either A, no longer require a professional, or B, it will require minimum services and the commission, or the monies involved as compensation on that side of it will be changed.
And just to piggyback on what Eric was saying, just to give you some background, I'm a certified financial planner, so my background is financial advising. When my brother came into the industry in the 80s, the E-Trades and TD Ameritrades didn't really exist. You went, picked up the phone, had someone buy shares of IBM for you, and there was a transactional fee that you paid. And at that time, that was perfectly normal. I'm sure you probably remember, Tom. Your dad probably used to buy stocks, right? He'd call his broker up.
Right.
Now, not only is the industry pulling away from that model, but those transaction fees are maybe a hundredth of what they used to be. In fact, a pretty up-and-coming startup called Robinhood now charges zero transactional fees. So that's really the direction that industry's been going for a while. And we're basically saying, okay, well, let's just apply this to real estate. Do we see the trend going this direction? And we definitely do. We think Redfin has proven this. The one thing I believe has stopped people from moving forward and why a lot of agents will say, oh, you can't do that, it's not legal, is the fact that nowadays, especially under RESPA, you cannot give out a referral fee. So, for example, Eric's a licensed agent. If I refer Eric a client, he cannot pay me part of his commission if I am not licensed. That is not legal under RESPA. However, if I'm the buyer, he definitely can give me a rebate. In fact, the Justice Department has approved this in 41 out of 50 states in the United States. So that's a big misconception that a lot of agents seem to have, we've noticed.
Now, we met at Collision, which was a tech and an innovation conference, a pretty big one, about 11,000 people attended in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. Where are you guys going? Are you going to tech expos? Are you going to, real estate professional expos? Are you involved with companies like Inman or Realogy, et cetera? You've got a very active social media platform. I give you credit for that. Who's following you? Who cares the most about this disruptive business model that you guys have invented?
I believe the consumer more than anything. And the reason why we were at Collision was because we definitely do gravitate towards tech more than real estate. As we're not the broker. We're not the person who the consumer is going to be working with. All we are is the connector. We are putting these people together through the application and our website. So who cares about REOP? More than anything would be consumers and folks that are more on the tech side and on just disruptive business models. We would be a hybrid of something like Redfin and like a Zillow. So we're not a brokerage like Redfin, and we don't just sell leads right now like Zillow does. So for now, I believe that our follower would be the consumer and people who are interested in tech advancements. And Inman obviously writes a lot about disruptive real estate occurrences. And I really do believe Inman would be gravitated towards a business model like ours. We just haven't been on the radar nationally like, Inman usually likes to see before they write about them.
Cool. So reop.com is the website. How long has the website been up and running? How long have you guys been, quote-unquote, functional?
Up and running for about 6 months now. We also have an app in the App Store, REOP. We won Best Designed App in March. We started actually the company about a year and a half ago, and through that time really have been going through development. We didn't want to release something that wasn't fully functional, and essentially trying to build the team, building the network of REOP advisors here in Los Angeles. We should say that, right now we're just based out of Los Angeles, and that's been the past year and a half, but we've gotten a lot of positive responses. I don't think anyone we've met so far has told us that this isn't just obvious. In fact, most people say, why hasn't this been done before? Which for us is amazing feedback, because I think those are the best ideas, the ones that seem like no-brainers.
Okay. Well, here's your last question. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. This is the proverbial Oprah's couch moment, as we say here at Coffee in the Clouds, where if Oprah was going to ask you a question about your business and you had that opportunity, what is the question? You're going to ask and answer your own question here. What is the question that you would only pray and hope that Oprah would ask you? Because, man, have you got the answer for that. So here we go. What's the Oprah's couch moment question for REOP?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'll play the Jeopardy music now if you want me to.
What did you say?
I'll play the Jeopardy theme song music in the background while you're thinking. Okay.
I think, why?
Go ahead.
For me, it would be like, why is this necessary, and why should this model be disrupted? And for me, I think more than anything else, in many industries, you don't ever see what you see in real estate right now, which is essentially the part-timer. When I go to the dentist, I don't go to a guy that does it once every few weeks. If I want to, have some type of surgery performed, right? I'm not going to someone that does it a month out of the year. It just doesn't happen. You go to a professional. But why has this happened? Well, essentially, people that are part-timers and doing it on the side have only been able to survive because of this commission structure, which, as real estate values have increased over the past 30 years, has increased significantly. And I think that's really the why. You know, why does this make sense? And it's because the numbers have unfortunately created this loophole and this inefficient market that now we're coming in to effectively try and correct.
Got it. Well, guys, I'm going to ask you a favor. Would you be willing to come back with us, towards the end of 2016? I mean, I'd love to see how you progressed and what obstacles and what victories you've got along the way. This is definitely, I love a disruptive business. So would you agree to come back and do another podcast with us in the future?
Of course.
Beautiful.
It'd be our pleasure.
Well, Eric, Joseph, thank you for your time. And everybody, thank you. This was another episode of Coffee in the Clouds. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.